You know, we all grew up, even I did, and you people certainly, in a generation that seems intensely focused on shortcuts. Everything is a shortcut. They're always discovering the next model of the technology always has with it many different ways to do things faster. It's a shortcut. To print the words for you, to what's the latest thing they're doing there, to you can talk and say, whatever it is, it's all shortcut. Nobody has patience for the long route. We can do it faster. You don't have to write the whole word. You write a little bit and it finishes it for yourself. Everything is about shortcuts. In my world, we grew up looking for shortcuts, but the shortcuts were very long. In your world, the shortcuts are instantaneous. You know, messaging and texting and whatever you have. It's all about shortcuts. Let's make the process shorter, easier, simplify. That's what it's all about. I want to give you a shortcut to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. How do you like that? I can't make the davening any shorter. Sorry. I can't make the 10 days shorter between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That would be nice. You know, let's make Yom Kippur a day or two later and let's get it over with. That would be nice, but I can't do that. But I can suggest to you, based on Chazal, based on Gedolei HaPoskim and Meforshim, things that could serve to us as somewhat shortcutting the process to allow us to accomplish something, to allow us to accomplish a lot in a maybe a little bit easier, faster, shorter way. And that's what I would like to touch on this morning. Number one, Rosh Hashanah. You know, we prepare. Elul is beginning of the preparation. Slichus starts a little bit more serious preparation. All with the realization that it's all about Hashem's desire to help us, desire kaviyochol, so to speak. We only understand him in human terms. We can't understand him in his true divine terms. To help us, to do chesed for us, to have mercy on us, and to forgive us for our shortcomings. Slichus is about forgiveness. Hashem made a pact with Moshe Rabbeinu 4,000 years ago. No, sorry, that wasn't 4,000. That was 3,325 years ago. That when the Klal Yisrael will recite the Yud Gimel Midos, and not just recite them, but experience them, what it means to recognize that Hashem is Rachum, Bechalun, Erech Apayim, Berach Chesed, Be'emes, Leitzer Chesed, La'alofim, He's merciful and He's gracious, He's kind. He's patient. He's truthful. He preserves and returns and pays back chesed for 2,000 generations. And he tolerates so many of our shortcomings. And when Klal Yisrael recites this Yud Gimel Midos and appreciates that unique nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made a bris krusa, a pact with Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, that our tefillahs will not be turned away empty-handed. And Hashem will in fact respond because we recognize that the essence of His being is all about kindness, mercy, patience, and forgiveness. That's one. That's how we begin with Slichas. We come to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very serious time because it's the beginning of the process of Hashem judging His world. Hashem has to judge His world. The world must be judged because Hashem, in His infinite wisdom, in his passionate kaviyochol desire to do chesed, knows, understands that the truest chesed is one that we earn. When someone gives us something, a privilege, a benefit that we don't deserve, it's very painful. It's very embarrassing, at least if we're built, made of the right stuff, It should be embarrassing. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You're being honored for this great act that you never performed. It's a pain. It's embarrassment. It's an insult. And therefore, he created the world with a system that we have to earn or keep. The chesed that he wants to do will be maximized. The greatest chesed will be that we've earned it and deserved it and can fully and truly appreciate it. So he has a world with mishpat. He should possibly judge us only at the end, before we go on to the next world, which is the ultimate, ultimate reward for everything we do. Oh, woe would be us if he judged us only at the end, because the pile of mistakes would be so deep, probably piled higher than the heavens, and it'd be very difficult to find the forgiveness, very difficult to change and to correct, very difficult to say, wow, look what I'm overlooking. So he made this day every year, a day when he can look at the past year and wipe it away. Wipe it away. Overlook the past, start fresh, and make sure that that pile never gets too high. Very wonderful, a very powerful chesed. Rosh Hashanah is maybe the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for this world, by breaking up the judgment into manageable pieces so that we can handle it and not become so deeply mired in all of our mistakes that we'll never be able to be forgiven. But what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, we don't really do tshuva in the Yom Kippur sense. We're not focused the whole day long on all of our sins. We're not reciting all day long Al Chet Shechotonu Lefonecha and clapping our chests as an indicator that it's my heart and my desires that have caused me all of this. No, barely mentioned, barely thought of. We think other thoughts on Rosh Hashanah. We think about the fact that Hashem is the Creator. Hayom Haras Olam. It's the anniversary of creation. And we celebrate that anniversary. And we rejoice in the fact that Hashem created the world and gives us this opportunity to wipe away all of our mistakes and start fresh. But I promised you shortcuts. So I want to share with you a shortcut that I recently saw in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on the Yovel of Yom Kippur, on the Yovel year, there was a special Tkiyah Shofar that was done. We don't have that today. We don't know exactly. We don't celebrate the Yovel in that sense. And in it, he references the Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And he says as follows. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow the Shofar to remember Akedas Yitzchok. Kedas Yitzchok, when Avraham Avinu was finally told not to shecht his son, he found this isle, and he substituted that as the sacrifice. And the ram's horn reminds us of that isle and of that Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok was the greatest human expression of loyalty to Hashem. Avraham Avinu discovered the existence of a creator that had been forgotten to the world for generations. Avraham Avinu was in communication with that creator. Avraham Avinu was promised, even though he went for so many years without a child, that he will in fact have a child, and that son will continue on the tradition and the message and the teaching that he had discovered and that he wanted to provide in his infinite chesed to provide to the whole world. And he was told, Ki be Yitzchok yikore lecho zora. Yitzchok will be your continuity, will continue on. And then Hashem tells him, Ha'alehu le'oilo. Take this Yitzchok and sacrifice him. Shecht him, burn him on the Mizbeach as a korban, as a sacrifice to Hashem. Avraham Avinu didn't hesitate. Avraham Avinu didn't question. Avraham Avinu wasn't confused. Yesterday you told me, Kibbe Yitzchok Yikor El Chozora. And today you say, Ha'alehu Lo'ilo. What's going on over here? And especially since this was Bincho Yechidcho Asher Ahavto, this was his only son that he loved so dearly. It was his last chance. The future of Klal Yisrael, the future of the world, his personal love for his own son. And Hashem says, Shecht. And in the Nusach of the Ashkenazi, we say, Verotzo Lishcho Ito Yisoy, Kedei Lasis Ritzonecho. It wasn't even that he wanted to do the will of Hashem and therefore he was willing to shecht. Hashem said, shecht! And Avraham Avinu said, I want to shecht my son. What an unbelievable, unspeakable, unimaginable level of loyalty to his creator. All the confusion, all the tightness that he could have had, or the confusion in his heart, and the l'shem shomayim, that this is the future of the world, the future of Klal Yisrael depends on Yitzchak, and you tell me to end his life? Hashem says, that's all that I think about. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, that when we remember Akedas Yitzchak through hearing the Shofar, unetzayer benafshenu, and we picture in our soul, we picture in ourselves doing such a thing. Oy, maybe I could do such a thing. Would I do such a thing? I would love to be able to do such a thing. I wish I was as loyal to Hashem and his directives as Avraham Avinu was. He says, that is a schus that will influence the entire din on Rosh Hashanah. We have the ability, the Sefer HaChinuch says, with a thought, just a thought, just a picture, Nitzayir b'nafshenu, we picture in our nefesh, myself, maybe, picture myself standing there. I don't know exactly what Avraham Avinu looked like. Probably had a beard. Okay, got a beard. He's wearing the yarmulke. You know, maybe he had, I don't know what else. And I said, picture myself. Put your face in that picture. Would I do such a thing? Could I do such a thing? I wish I could do such a thing. And that'll be a schus to influence the entire judgment on Rosh Hashanah in our favor. One craving, one desire for good, one effort at achieving that good by picturing, that's what Musa, learning Musa is, I picture that, tzir chushi, I picture myself acting in such a way. And that can make the difference in the whole din and the whole Rosh Hashanah, which judges the whole past year, which judges so many mistakes that we may have made. All of that can be overwhelmed and the judgment turned in our favor. Because of that effort, not even accomplishment. Nobody does the Akedas Yitzchok in that way at that time. Unbelievable. If there was a shortcut to succeeding and surviving the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, this certainly is a very, very special and powerful one. It requires paying attention to the Shofar. It requires thinking about my own relationship with Hashem. It requires the effort to picture myself as completely willing to be machnia, to humble my own desires and thoughts to the directives that Hashem gives me. That's the greatest schus. That's the schus. And that's probably part of what we say in the schus, Akedas Yitzchok Hayoyim Baracham Im Tizkor. When he remembers Akedas Yitzchok, Avraham Avinu even has more schusim because of what we try to do to emulate him. And all of those schusim serve to us and to help us and to change everything on this time of din. I'd like to mention one more shortcut. This shortcut, one is taught to us by Reb Chaim Balozhina, who was the Talmud Muvik of the Vilna Goin, and the other one by Reb Yisrael Salanta, who was the giant of Musar and the giant of his generation. Reb Chaim Balozhina writes, that mi dina de gemora, mi ikar hadin, tshuva is a gmiras das shlo yoshuv lekisloi. It's a conscious decision. A gemira stas. I make up my mind with a certain sense of finality. I've made up my mind. I'm not going to go back to that mistake again. He says, umriris halev, and all of the feeling, remorse, and everything else that the Sifra and Musa talk about, the yeser se'es. Those are madrigas. Those are different levels of tshuva. But mi'ikar hadin, tshuva is I make up my mind, this I'm not going to do again. That's something that's within reach. That doesn't mean we're going to succeed in that gemiras das. That doesn't mean that the mistake is not going to happen again. It might. But I made up my mind and I don't want to do it again. This is not for me. A gemiras das, with full soundness of mind and fullness of intent, I'm not going to make this stupid mistake again. And that, he says, mi'ikar hadin is tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that even if we do tshuva on one thing, we haven't completed the process of tshuva, but we're begeder oiseh tshuva. We're in the parsha. We're in it. We're together. Within the fence. I've come into the courtyard. I'm beginning. The process is going. And even he says, if that's only a small thing, not a very big thing, just a small little thing, I'm trying. And in this parsha, in Parshas Nitzavim, we see the definition of tshuva. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. Returning to Hashem. It's rejuvenating the closeness, coming back to Him, forging a deeper relationship with Him. And every little thing that I do to make up my mind not to do the things that interfere with the relationship. You know, in a relationship, if you have a relationship and you do things that the partner in that relationship doesn't like, finds offensive, finds annoying, finds disturbing, finds damaging, not going to have much of a relationship. A relationship is based on sensitivity to what each participant in that relationship needs and feels, and we act accordingly. Same thing with a relationship with Hashem. He does a lot of chesed for us. He wakes us up every day. He gives us all the benefits of life. He takes care of all of our needs. He's constantly doing chesed for us. 24/7, if not for the chesed Hashem, we wouldn't exist. We have to also participate in that relationship. Tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. I'm coming back to that relationship. And Rabbi Yisrael teaches us that even if I just begin the process of return, I'm in that parsha. Someone quoted to me just yesterday from the Mabit, one of the Gedolei, the early Achronim. He says that tshuva is different from all other mitzvahs. He says, an esrog is only an esrog if you have a full esrog. If you bite off the top, or if your tefillin are missing a parsha, or if something is missing in a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. You didn't have it. Tshuva, every nuance, every step, every thought, every feeling, every attempt, every inch closer is all part of that mitzvah of tshuva. So I think Rabbi said that there are some shortcuts. And to the generation that thrives on shortcuts, maybe we need these shortcuts. Maybe the long approach is no longer something that's practical for us. I believe these shortcuts are real. I believe these shortcuts work. I know they work. And I know that they can be very helpful. So let's see what we could do. Let's pay a little bit of attention to the Yud Gimel Midos, which carry with them the promise of Hashem listening and not turning away our tefillos. Let's pay a little extra attention to the shofar, which carries with it that opportunity to picture myself doing a similar act to Akedas Yitzchok, and that could be a schus that turns around the entire din in my favor. And let's pay attention to the slightest efforts of returning to Hashem, of making up our mind that this mistake I will no longer do, of beginning the process even with something small, and of ultimately coming back to the fulfillment of that v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha, which is really what all of these Yomim Tovim and this entire season is all about.